So, whether it's baby aspirin or a complicated regimen of pills that need to be taken at precise times of day, one obstacle that doctors encounter is patients who just won't do it, won't take their medicine, even after the risks of not doing so have been laid out before them. Dr. Albert Fuchs is in primary care in Beverly Hills, California. He recently wrote an essay online about how doctors can and should deal with that situation. He spoke with Sound Medicine's Jill Dittmeyer.
Dr. Albert Fuchs, welcome to Sound Medicine.
Thank you very much.
In general, Americans are a very heavily medicated people. But oftentimes, doctors will have patients that say they really don't want to take medicine for their symptoms. Do you have those types of conversations with your patients?
I sure do. And it might be because I'm in Los Angeles, where people are very health conscious, but very medication wary. But I have a lot of patients who, really without thinking about it, just are quite averse to taking medications.
And I would think there's a big difference between someone who says, I don't want to take that, and that says, I won't take that medication. If the patient truly won't take the medication that you're prescribing, what do you do?
I mean, I always try to do my best to educate the patient about why it is that I'm recommending it and try to elicit the patient's concerns, because I won't is sometimes just shorthand for I have very reasonable concerns about cost or about side effects or about other things. But ultimately, an educated patient is free to refuse any kind of care. And once I've done my job of education, the patient is the boss and he or she can make her own decision.
And how do you kind of convince someone if they're still kind of hedging as you're having this conversation with them? How long of a conversation will you have with them before you just give up?
That's a great question, and I'm lucky because I have an unusual, purposefully tiny practice where I can spend a lot of time. I think the problem is bigger in regular practices because physicians really are pressed for time and have to get to the next patient, and they may use the excuse of the patient's refusal to leave the education at that and document the refusal and get to the next patient. You know, it's always a judgment call how long and how hard to push without straining the relationship. I usually make a couple of good faith efforts to at least explain why I think the medication would be helpful and try to find out from the patient why the patient is hesitant. But ultimately, I don't want to alienate the patient. I don't want to get the patient angry. So after a couple of attempts, I leave it at that.
As a patient, what can we do when we go into our doctor and he says, I want you to take this medication, and we really don't want to take it? What questions can we ask the doctor to get on a better sense of understanding with him or her?
Well, so I guess my first advice would start before the visit, which is to just go into it with an open mind, meaning the whole goal of the post on my website that you guys are interviewing me about was to have people challenge their preconceptions and realize that their goal isn't to be on as few medications as possible. Their goal is really to benefit from all the medications that have a bigger benefit than harm to them. So not stating something that's just a bias, something that the patient may have never heard of or thought about before, and is something that they've just heard everybody else say, so they've just picked it up as a preconception, like, I don't want to take any medicines, or I want to take as few medicines as possible. If you spend 10 seconds to think about that and realize that's not really true, and instead find out what your concern really is and ask that to the doctor, like, is this medicine expensive, or what side effects might I expect from this medicine, or, is this medicine going to interact with other medicines, or I've heard that this causes sexual side effects, should I be worried about that? Tell the doctor what you're really worried about, and then you can have a conversation that educates you about the medicine, and then you can make an informed decision.
We're speaking with Dr. Albert Fuchs. He's a general internist in private practice in Beverly Hills, California. Now, are there certain drugs, though, that should kind of raise a red flag if our doctor says, I think you should take these?
Not in general. There's no medications that are, that are never a good idea. But, of course, habit-forming medicines should always give people pause. Unfortunately, they generally don't. Patients occasionally seek these medications out, of course. But there's no family of medicines that I would say, be careful if your doctor ever prescribes these. I would say rather always find out for whatever you're going to take what the possible harms are and what the benefits to you are.
And what's your experience with other doctors? Do they run into this problem a lot?
Yes, and again, I don't know if that's geographic because we're here in Los Angeles or if that's just a common problem everywhere. But yeah, I talk to doctors all the time that have patients with very serious chronic conditions who would do much better on some very safe medications, but think that they either can do fine without them or they're afraid of trying it or have some other bias against medications that we don't understand.
And what do those doctors do? I'm hoping they have some other options for the patient because I wouldn't think a doctor would want their patient to go untreated when they know they need some kind of help.
We can always try other approaches for diabetes. Eating a very low carbohydrate diet helps, but only helps a little. And if people need medication, diet is not going to be, even a perfect diet is not going to be a good substitute for medications.
Well, Dr. Albert Fuchs, thank you so much for joining us.
It was fun. Thank you.
Dr. Albert Fuchs is a general internist in private practice in Beverly Hills, California. We'll post further discussions of anti-medication bias at our website. You'll find those by going to soundmedicine.org. And if you have a story about why you don't follow doctor's orders, maybe you'd like to share it with the class at our Facebook page.